Thank you, Brother Titus. It's wonderful to be here in the service. Wonderful things the Lord does for us as the time goes on. We thought of the thoughts that Brother Wheat brought out this morning, a great need of prayer, that we fail so bad seemingly. And the words that Brother Titus spoke about, the many that are afflicted in body and needing the Lord's help. I thought of the passage of Scripture in Psalms 94, verse 19. David said, "In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comfort delight my soul." Many people today have many burdens and heartaches upon them. But what a comfort it is today to know that God cares. And what a comfort it is today that He's able to save and He's able to heal, bless the body if it's His will. So, I've thought of this verse of Scripture many times, and I thought about how many times my mind would change in just a little while. And I hear all kind of news, and hear the war news, and their mind is upon that. The homes and families and schools and financial problems and sickness, and your mind is continually changing. And David says, "In the multitude of my thoughts." You know, it'd be hard to count your thoughts through the day, wouldn't it? Hard to count your thoughts through the day. But oh, what a blessing it is to know that God cares.
Amen.
And what a comfort it is to know that He hears and answers prayer.
Amen.
And
Amen,
blesses us. We're thankful for every message that we've heard here in this conference. Thankful for the church here. Thankful for the invitation to come and preach. Thankful for the lady that's asked us in the home to keep us through the night. Give you a nice rest. Thankful for the food. Thankful for your prayers. We ask that you continue to pray for us. Thankful that we have some of our people with us in Maranatha Baptist Church today. We're thankful for the church where that the Lord has called us and placed us there. Thankful for that they have a love for us. You try to do for us and manifesting their love. Let us turn this morning in our Bibles to the second chapter of Ephesians. In this verse, or this chapter here, the first part of it speaks first about that God has done for each one that has believed. They've been quickened. And the second and the third verse gives a very plain description of the lost and the condition that they're in. We're in time, and as He has quickened, who hath quickened, who are dead in trespass and sin, for in time past you walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the lust of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We want to try to speak this morning on the thought of this, because of God's grace. Because of God's grace, today I believe that God chose me into salvation.
Amen.
Now, after that we're saved, then there's many times that we still continue to need the grace of God.
Amen.
He's not through blessing us with his grace when he saves us.
Right. Amen.
But it was because of his grace that he did choose me unto salvation and blessed me in time with salvation to my soul. So as we think about this morning in the book of Ephesians, the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, in verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." Also in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter in verse 13, notice how that it reads in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter in verse 13, "But we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you into salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth." So we believe that it's all of God today. Now we know today that man had nothing to do, there couldn't have anything to do with us being chosen into salvation, because man was not here.
That's right. Amen.
Man was not here. And we know that it's all of God. We know it's all because of his grace and mercy and love unto us that he saved us. And we know it's all grace that God has chosen us unto salvation. The next thing we want to think about today is, I believe we have the gospel today because of the grace of God.
Amen.
We have the gospel because of the grace of God. And this gospel that it speaks about, I'm talking about this morning, in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and in verse about 1 through 4 there, Paul says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture." We believe this is the gospel that he's talking about here. We believe that this is the gospel of the grace of God. In the book of Acts, in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts, notice how that it reads here in this verse, the 20th chapter of the book of Acts, and in verse 24, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God." So we believe that this gospel today we have, that was given unto us, we believe we have it today because of the grace of God. You know, when we think about preaching and serving the Lord, living for the Lord, and trying to bring honor and glory to His name, this verse of Scripture here, speaking about Paul here, I don't believe that Paul could have ceased to preach the word of the Lord, or if he'd have left out part of the gospel, or if he would have added something to the gospel, I don't believe he could have finished his course with joy.
Amen.
I don't believe any man today is called to preach the word of God, if he takes anything away from the gospel, or if he adds anything to it, or if God has called him to preach and minister the word of God, and he doesn't continue to preach the word of the Lord. Some of these men today that are quitting the ministry to run for president, and first one thing another, I don't believe they're going to finish their course with joy.
Amen.
I believe today that the man of God that God has called, I believe he called him to minister and work as long as he's able, as long as God will have a place for him to fill. So he says, I received the Lord Jesus to testify the grace of God there. And so this is the gospel of the grace of God. Another thing about the gospel of the grace of God, in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Notice this verse of Scripture here in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, in verse 10. Paul says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain.
Amen.
God doesn't do anything in vain.
That's right. Amen, brother.
God
Amen.
Doesn't do anything in vain. When God come to me and God came to you, God came to Paul, He came with a purpose to save. And there was nothing vain there. He moved and all was taken care of as pleasing there unto the Lord the way that He intended for it to be. All right. Because of God's grace, unmerited favor to man, He spared not His own Son. Today in the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, notice how that it reads here in verse 32. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall we not with Him also freely give us all things? Now when the time came for when Jesus Christ came into this world, the time came that He'd go to the cross and suffer and bleed and die on the cross of Calvary. God spared not His Son. Why? Because of the grace of God that has been made known and manifested far and toward us.
Amen.
We are saved by the grace of God. God spared not His Son from going to the cross. He spared Him not from the terrible, shameful things that happened there, as He was spit upon, and He was smote, and the crown of thorns placed upon Him. And when the time came, there the nails was driven through His hands, and there He hung on the cross, and our sins was placed upon Him. God spared not His Son. I believe it's today simply because of the grace of God for us, or for His people, that He had in mind. And He spared not His Son. Because of God's grace, He made Him to be sin for us.
Amen.
He made Him to be sin for us.
Amen.
Oh, today to think that the Lord has done for us in this life, that such needy creatures as we are, and here in 2 Corinthians, in the 5th chapter, for He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So, because of the grace of God, That's not all, but in 1 Corinthians, in the first chapter, notice this in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, how that read of what Jesus Christ was made unto us, and I believe is all because of God's grace. Here in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, in verse 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I believe he made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe also that he made him to be wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
Amen.
For us. All right. Let's go on. Because of God's grace. Yet people have sinned in all manner and respect there, and broke the command of God. Yet because of God's grace, he showed mercy unto us. Now we go back to the book of Ephesians, in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. And notice here in verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Verse 5, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Hath raised us up together, and made us to set together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. I believe it's all because of God's grace. All because of God's grace. Because of God's grace, in time Jesus died. Then on the cross, he gave his son to die. Notice in 1 Peter how that it reads here in 1 Peter, the first chapter, and in verse 18, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received and by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times, had known and died for us on the cross of Calvary there. All right, because of God's grace, not only was mercy made known unto us and shed abroad to us as far as that goes, but goodness in Romans, the fourth chapter, notice, or the second chapter, Romans the second chapter, and in verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? So I believe today, because of God's grace, he led us to repentance.
Amen.
Because of his goodness unto us. And also there in Ephesians 2 and 7 again, notice how that it reads in this passage of Scripture again here in our lesson about the goodness of God that was bestowed upon us as when we was lost and in sin and separated from God. Here in verse 7 again, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. So, there, by the grace of God, men are saved by the grace of God. Not only was his kindness, his mercy made known unto us, not only was we chosen unto salvation there because of the grace of God, but also because of his goodness declared, but that his love also because of God's grace. We'd like to start this thought here and thinking about John 3:16, the first statement of it, for God so loved. God so loved. Amen. To think today of the kind of people that we are, was, how that we had lived, the things that we had done. We'd never done anything that was pleasing to God as far as it is concerned. Everything that we had ever done was contrary to what God would have man to do. It was our natures it speaks about over in Isaiah 53 and 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has turned his own way. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And to think today that God in His mercy and kindness, there before the foundation of the world, that He had us in mind, and there because of His grace that He chose us, and unto salvation there, and time came, because of His love, He came to us there with the Word of God, with the Gospel there, and making known the Word of the Lord and do it. So, for God so loved, the first statement, for God so loved the world. Now let us turn to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Notice how it reads. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we might be called the sons of God. Not because we deserved it, but because of His grace. Now notice, if this was a great love, again back in the book of Ephesians and in verse 4, but God who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we was dead, even when we separated from Him. So this was a great love. It was not only a great love, it was an unmerited love. It was a love that we could not earn. It was not only a love that we could not earn, it was a far-reaching love. It reaches into the homes of the rich. It reaches in the homes of the poor. It reaches in throughout the world today, wherever that God is pleased there, that He might send this love. Amen. So it's a far-reaching love. Not only a far-reaching love, but it's a love that we cannot be separated from.
Amen.
In Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now that's His love for us. That's not our love for Him.
Amen.
For our love is not like that. But His love for us is a love that we cannot be separated from.
Amen.
And that love came to us because of God's grace.
Amen.
All because of the grace of God. So, being saved now by the grace of God, it was a love that we could not be separated from. So today we still have access to that wonderful grace of God. We may meet some difficult times. We may face some bad trials in this world. But there's nothing too hard for God. His grace is sufficient for us under all conditions and all situations. Notice here in the book of James in the 4th chapter and in verse 6, he says, But he gives more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble.
Amen.
So that Grace is still flowing out to us today. We still have access to that grace today, that we might serve God as God would have us to. I believe today by the grace of God that God will supply that grace, that wherever the Lord would have us to be, where He'd have us to be working for, whatever the situation might be, whether we're being supplied like we think more than what we need, or whether it's less than what we need, I believe that God's grace can cause us to be content and satisfied. In the book of Philippians, in the 4th chapter, Paul said, In verse 10 it says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, yet ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content.
Amen.
You know, that's pretty hard to do, isn't it, a lot of times. But this is the Word of God.
Amen.
Wherever we might be, whatever the Lord would have us to be doing, if God has led us there, we need to be willing to suffer there as the Lord would have us to be if there's suffering there. We'll come back to that scripture in just a little bit, but notice over in the book of Peter in the 3rd chapter in verse 17. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that we suffer for well doing than for evil doing.
Amen.
I thought about preaching on that. That is better. Much better.
Amen.
Now, with God's people, we get into some problems sometimes, and we have to suffer for it because of the chastening hand of God. It's not very pleasant, is it? And we're not very happy, are we? But oh, how much better it is when we serve Him and we're persecuted because of serving Him. How much better it is. And if it's God's will for us to suffer, there's another passage of Scripture here in 1 Peter, the 1st chapter, along that line. Here it tells in the first part of this chapter what all the Lord has done for us. He's blessed us in so many ways. And there in verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, and reserved in heaven for us, who are kept by the power of God through faith and the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation. We're in heaviness, if it's God's will, we're in heaviness through many trials and many testings in this world. And if it's God's will, therefore, us to go through those trials and those testings, I'm sure that He will provide the grace, and the grace will be supplied that we can be satisfied and content.
Amen.
He didn't only save us by His grace. His choosing to salvation wasn't only by the grace of God and all of the things we mentioned here. But today, God is still mindful of us wherever we are today. And so, today we think about this passage of Scripture here, for it is better if the will of God be so. Another thing today, knowing that we're in the will of God, wherever we go, whatever move that we make, know it's God's will that we make that move. And it is better that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. You know, we're very much to complain. That's the nature of Genesis about things many times. No, God blesses us in so many ways.
Amen.
God does so much for us. God knows more about that I stand in need of than I do.
Right. Amen.
I've never went hungry since I surrender to preach. God has seen that I've had food all the time. He's seen that I've had clothes and a place to live. I've never been hungry. And I believe today that we need to be as Paul here in the book of Philippians. Notice what it reads again. He says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. I'm still learning that. I never have learned to come to the place that I'm completely content all the time. But I'm still learning. And I believe all of us are still learning it. And I believe it's good for us to realize we need to learn these things. So, that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I preached this once before, and I said I don't believe this means the state of Ohio or the state of Kentucky or the state of Florida either. Well, that means that, you know, we might be better satisfied in some different states sometime. But this is a different state than that. So we need to be satisfied. Also, he says, I know both how to be abased. Paul had been through that. He'd experienced that. He knew how to come down where God is having to be. And to be satisfied and content there. In that place or whatever that condition might be. And I know how to abound. He said, I know how to deal with things. In other ways of situation, everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I believe that Paul, a time there that he suffered need in this world. God seen that he had that need there. But the reason he can do this is because he says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know, we need strength many times in this world more than to just know about the Word of God and to be and strengthen the Word of God. We need strength to deal with the things of the Lord. And God's grace is just as sufficient for us today in whatever we might have to deal with, whatever the situation is. God's grace is just as sufficient in that as it is any other thing. Amen. And so Paul came to the place also in 2 Corinthians there when the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for thee. God knows about all of our situations. He knows about all our trials. He knows about all the things that we've ever stood in need of. He knows our need today. He knows the need of our church. He knows the need of this church. He knows the need of each pastor and each missionary. And you know, I was thankful to hear that the one here, that the young man that is going out on mission work, I was thankful to hear him make the statement he'd never asked anybody for anything yet.
Amen.
I never did either.
Amen.
I never asked anybody for anything. God knew when he called me that he could supply my need. Now, he hasn't supplied out my wants. I don't imagine he supplied your wants either. There's a lot of things in this world that I want sometimes, and a lot of some things in this world I get sometimes not best for me. But God knows what I need.
Amen.
He can supply that need. So today, because of the grace of God, he chose us into salvation. Because of the grace of God, we have the gospel. Because of the grace of God, he spared not his son. Because of the grace of God, he made him to be sin for us. On today, God is able to continue to bless. And so, today, whenever we get in a bad situation, I'm sure today all of us gets some trials and testings and heartaches and problems and first one thing and another. Let us notice this morning in 2 Corinthians, a few verses of Scripture here. I believe this, today, and it's by His grace that He does this for us. In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 3, says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort." God of all comfort. "In the multitude of my thoughts, thy comfort delight my soul." 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 3. "Who comforteth us in all our tribulations." God knows about every one of them. Every one we've ever had. He knows about every one we're going to have. "That we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble." God uses us to comfort other people. "That we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God."
Amen.
God comforts us, and He will use us to comfort other people.
Amen.
"For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same suffering, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation." So God will use us by His grace there, because of His grace. And He will use us there in this world to comfort other people and to help them in the trials and testings of life, and to help them to know the way of salvation.
Amen.
Because of God's grace.
Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Amen, brother. Amen.